Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 67 for Monday, August 12th, 2013. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my co-host, Scott Binns.
Yo!
And this week, as every week, we're going to be talking about the latest news in sports video games. But before we get into that, why don't we talk about what Scott's been playing recently?
I've been playing the game where you move from one city to another.
How's that going? It's like Tetris, right?
Actually, yes, it is a lot like Tetris. That is accurate.
I know, Scott.
In the last two weeks, I have taken a new job. I'll be leaving Green Bay and moving to West Bend, Wisconsin, about 2 hours away.
Is that east of South Bend or north of South? I don't know.
Sure.
There's nowhere near the Golden Dome, is what you're saying.
No. All right. It's about 45 minutes north of Milwaukee, if anybody looking for a reference point there. So,
a good sausage throw from Milwaukee.
Yes, I am. It probably means I won't be on the show for a few weeks now, because I'm going to have to live with my girlfriend's parents for a couple weeks till we can find an apartment, and yeah, so.
That's all good, Scott.
Yeah, no, it will be good in the end. There just might be a few weeks there where it's not all that fun. But
hey, no worries. We've always got your back. We've got Rick Trisham and all sorts of great people that can fill in for you.
Yeah, and if we get a chance, you know, maybe we can just record something like talking about the Madden demo or something else. But I will likely not be a regular on the show for a few weeks.
Scott, you are giving spoilers to the rest of the show, like when we talk about the Madden demo.
Yeah, otherwise, I really haven't, as far as actual playing of games goes, I haven't really been doing a whole lot. Like, I got nothing to talk about right now.
That hurts, Scott.
What I did do is I packed up all my old game systems in their original boxes.
And I saw some very nice tweets of some of your sets of games.
Yeah, so now I'm kind of looking at all my stuff. I actually went and added a few more today, which I shouldn't be doing, but I did.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Well, on the other hand, I'm straight up dominating TSG triple option in NCAA football. Just saying. I think I'm 5-0.
Nice.
With the University of Miami. I'm not going to lie. Loving the league. Flying through stuff. It's great.
I still very much want that game.
Scott, do I not almost every day send you a new link to someone giving away that game?
Not almost every day, but yeah.
I think it's pretty consistently all the time.
And I entered them. Believe me, I entered them.
I think the only person that has... Oh, there's two people that have two losses in the league, but we're all battling. Oh, man. We have 11 teams in it right now. Someone else is joining today for that last 12th spot. 9 of the teams are ranked in the top 25.
Nice.
I am excited, which means there's going to be a battle at the end.
Yeah, maybe around Christmas, Black Friday, I can hit on it.
But you know what the sad part is with how good the TSG Triple Option League is?
Hmm.
How tragic the TSG Triple Play MLB 13 League is gone.
Yeah, I'm partially to blame for that. I don't know what it is about baseball. It's just, I don't think it's as fun to play online extended. Like
those games are long and nobody wants to play. And
yeah, I mean, it's fun to like, hey, let's play a game. Okay, that's fun. You know, one game and you're done. Maybe we got to look at a different way to do it.
Yeah. I'm thinking just like single elimination tournaments. I don't know if that's a thing that we could do.
Well, maybe, and I'll have to look at league settings, and that they haven't changed a whole lot from year to year, so maybe we could do something like that. Maybe only like one. My thought in doing the series is that, you know, I want you to have to face a selection of pitchers.
Right.
Not just, you know, like the best one all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was why I went with the 3-game series. Maybe we do a 1-game series. You just got to play one game at a time. I don't know if that's better or worse, but
it's something.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'd still like play 3 games against everyone, but not consecutively.
Yeah, it's just hard getting people to play, and it's like 45 minutes a game, right? Something like that.
Yeah, so you're asking, and that's probably on the short end, but you're asking people to, you know, an hour and a half of their time. Yeah, it's especially with a lot of us, you know, I'm still trying to play in the fourth string Madden League for some reason. Well, not now that I'm moving, but
yeah, I don't know why you're doing such things like that. Hey, good news. Did you know that Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception is free on PlayStation Plus?
I did not, but It's not going to get me to get it. I'm going to have, for a little while at least, even less spending money than I already had.
I'm just saying.
I might have to hold out on NHL as well.
Ooh.
Not for a long time. More like a, that's more of a, once I get on my feet and established and know what I'm paying in bills every month.
Hmm. Well, Scott, good. You want to know something that's free?
Hmm.
MLB The Show 13, MLB 13, The Show's Home Run Derby is now free to download.
Okay, well, that doesn't do, I've got the game, so it doesn't mean anything to me.
All right, Scott, well, I was just trying to cheer you up with that. The mode comes with 46 players. We've already talked about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Used to be $6. It's still offline, which is the thing that sucks. I really wish they had online built into it.
I wonder why they decided to make it free.
My best guess? Zero people bought it. I mean, it's literally just Home Run Derby. If they would have done it as some sort of like all-star package and you could do Home Run Derby and the all-star teams, like a game versus with the all-star teams,
yeah.
I think they probably would have got more sales that way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hey, you get to hit some balls out of parks. You know what's kind of funny is that after this, I kind of think we should do a Home Run Derby against each other.
Maybe. I don't know. I gotta keep working on packing.
Oh, Scott. As you can see, we've already jumped into the news section of this thing.
Yeah.
You are so good at,
Well, I'm good at not playing video games right now, so.
Well, that's also part of it. Scott Binns, let me tell you the greatest news that I've ever heard. You literally heard me watching the NHL 14 Live the Life trailer.
I did.
How excited was I?
You were really excited.
I'm pretty excited. And I mean that as in I'm trying to hold back how friggin' excited I am for this. So Live the Life is essentially the next step in Be a Pro mode. We're going to go through stuff like interviews that will influence your draft stock and likability levels. So like if your team will like you or the fans will like you. And you'll get endorsements. You'll have positive, negative effects, chemistry on the ice. I mean, it's kind of the stuff that's in NBA 2K's, what's it called, My Life mode.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny that this is Live the Life and that's the My Life, so they're kind of battling each other. But yeah, I am literally extremely excited for this. This reminds me of kind of what they used to have in like the NCAA football stuff. Where you can go to class tonight and take a test, or you can hang out with your buddies and you'll take a hit to your GPA because you didn't study. I missed all that. I miss all that stuff being out of these games.
Yeah, it was nice. This seems like it's a much well more thought out version of it. But I think until we get our hands on it, we're not really gonna. I mean, it seems like it's just a lot of extra menus. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Maybe the charm and simplicity kind of thing.
Yeah, but there was some stuff in there where it was like if you pick, like they'll ask you something or you'll have a choice of doing things and. If you pick the right thing, you'll get, like, plus 15 to wrist shot. But if you pick the wrong thing, you'll get, like, negative 15.
I think what the interactions are going to be more about is your relationships. It looked like with your teammates, the coaches, the fans, and even your family. I thought that was interesting.
Mm.
Like, I caught that in there.
Yeah. I mean...
And I'm guessing what I kind of like in... In theory, there won't be any, like, right answer to everything.
True.
It'll be more be a, like, a what kind of person are you? And I think that's been the problem with, well, like, in NCAA. All you really had to do was, like, oh, just, I'm going to study all the time and keep your grade point average up, and you did good. Like, it's just, there really wasn't anything to it, so I think I got rid of it, I think. Whereas this seems more like determining an actual personality. For better, right. For better or for worse.
All right, let me just read you one of the off-ice events.
Okay.
Some of your teammates have been invited to a party by some locals from around town. Your teammates are going to attend the party and insist that you come along. Everyone else is resting up. What do you do? And your options are go with the guys, go back to the hotel, and once everyone is asleep, you sneak out and join everyone at the party. tell them you are not interested and head back to the hotel, or tell the guys that that we should all go back to the hotel and rest up. So now, if you do choose to go out, so I guess that's either go out with the guys or go back to the hotel and then sneak out,
I would think that they would actually be a lot different. Like, if you just say you're going out, that's different than going back to the hotel and then sneaking out. That would probably, like, tick off your coaches.
Yeah. Well, this one says, well, I guess one of the choices was, I assume it's the one that it was just, you just go out.
Okay.
It says, so the next screen is, the night was fun, but now you feel tired and physically drained. Endurance minus 20, durability minus 20.
So you're getting injured in your next game. Nice.
I mean, there's a chance.
Yeah.
But it's nice that, and I wonder if you sneak out, if, like, you're, the team, I guess, like, the coach will have less trust in you or something. All sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe you sneak out, and then the coach finds out, and you get benched the next game.
Ooh, there you go.
I mean, that would be, this, I'm already extremely excited in this. I'm just, I love it.
I like the idea that you can choose to not be a perfect athlete all the time.
I really, ooh, what is this? And then you can get endorsements. How awesome is that? Let me read you the endorsement / PR opportunity.
All right.
A denim company wants you to be the newest spokesperson for their latest campaign. The denim is poor quality and is hated by both your team and fans. They're offering you $20,000. So what's your answer?
That's awesome. I like the idea that it's a terrible endorsement deal.
And then the choices are, the denim feels great on my skin, I'm sold on this one. Or, the denim seems counterfeit, I'll pass.
Nice.
So, I mean, I'm really excited. And all this has the likability summary is between your fans, teammates, management, and family. Yeah, so I guess if you sneak out for the party, your likability of your teammates will probably go up, but your management will go down.
Yeah.
And then if you're married, probably your family will go down.
Yeah.
But the fans will probably love you for hanging out and partying with them.
My other thought is, like, maybe it would, if your teammates aren't popular, maybe it's going to be harder to, like, get them to pass to you or something. That would be nice.
Ooh, maybe.
So it starts becoming a,
like, a your real teammate gets into a drunken fight in a bar. Do you fight with him, or do you try to drag him out? And it's like, I'm not passing you the puck. I don't care how open you are.
You ain't got my back.
I mean, this could be amazing. Oh, I think, actually, some of that is going to be in the game, where it looks like, if there's going to be a fight, you can like a fight on the ice, you can step in and fight for one of your teammates.
Yeah, you can earn respect for your teammates by fighting, which suddenly means there's a reason to fight. Seriously, in Be a Pro, have you ever gotten into a fight on purpose?
I don't think so. I haven't really played the NHL Be a Pro because I thought it was kind of bland recently. So this is the kind of thing that's got me really excited. Because you know what I've realized? In all the sports games, you know how they have like Dynasty, Be a Pro, Ultimate Team, Online, whatever. They have like 15 different things that you can be doing.
NHL especially.
Yeah. I've realized that in all of them, I've kind of always narrowed it down to just like two.
Yeah.
So like for MLB, it was really just doing my franchise with the Cubs and my Road to Glory.
How's that going, by the way?
Let's not talk about that, Scott. and not Road to Glory. What is it called in baseball?
Road to the Show?
Road to the Show. And because of that, obviously, the league suffered. But in NHL, all I really play is our league.
Yeah. The thing is that I think, really quick to revisit the leagues thing, it's a matter of how well the leagues are done. And the ones in the show aren't done very well.
Yeah. Also that's also part of it.
So, you know.
But I feel like in every other sports game, I play at least two modes. But NHL is the only one that I only really play one because, well, actually, we played some of that online team play stuff, but...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's one of those modes that is awesome fun, but you've got to get so many people in to play it, so...
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Yeah, so I think with all this extra stuff put into the Be a Pro / Live the Life, I wonder what it's going to say on the menu. Probably still Be a Pro, but I don't know.
But anyway, it's cool stuff. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. All right. From the ice to the hardwood. Like that? That's a good transition right there. In NBA 2K14, you will be able to block dunks.
Now, as someone who doesn't play the NBA 2K games, I kind of went, you can't block dunks?
Yeah. Like, I was wondering, why was I always trying to block a dunk now? I mean... It's kind of ridiculous, right?
You can block dunks in NBA Jam.
Yeah. I don't get how you make a basketball game that you can't block a dunk in.
That, I mean, it seems like that makes dunks very overpowered.
Just a little bit.
Because I can remember going back to like NBA Live 97 or 95, something like that. I remember when I would play my brother, I didn't know the game very well, but that was the one thing I knew I could do, was I could just go and dunk in his face with just about anybody, because you couldn't block him.
Hmm. So weird. I mean, it just doesn't make sense, right?
No. Now, it's great that they're adding that, but...
That's like, why would we make a football game that if a guy runs up the middle, you can't stop him? I don't get it. But, hey, it's going to be in now, so now I am much more excited to play defense in that game.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see. FIFA 14, they released a video about pure shot and real ball physics. Which, I mean, that's always handy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just more evidence of how the new shooting is going to work and how the guys are going to try to line up for the best shot and not just magically kick amazing shots randomly, I guess.
Yeah.
Because a big problem with FIFA 13... And, I mean, one of the main reasons that I really stopped kind of playing it was because a lot of the time you'll get a pass in, and it's a good pass, and you're really set up for the shot, and you would just sky it into the upper deck.
Yeah.
And not even come near the net. So, hopefully this takes care of that. And I hope so, because I really like FIFA. And I'm really ready for FIFA 14 to get here, so I can start playing Ultimate Team and Pro Clubs and all that. But I think I'm getting FIFA 13 on PlayStation 4.
Just gonna wait.
I mean, sorry, PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4 rather than Xbox this year.
Okay.
Though I could do the Scott.
Are we segueing?
I mean, I think we just segued.
Okay.
Go tell me the story, Scott.
Well, now I was gonna stop you because you're talking about getting FIFA on the PlayStation 3 when this GameStop deal is only for the Xbox.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Stupid as hell.
Yeah. So the deal is, and it's actually a really good deal.
Now I'm upset. No, now it's a terrible deal.
Well, it's a good deal if you're an Xbox player.
I hate Microsoft even more.
is this Microsoft's deal? Anyway.
Well, they're part of it. So, all right.
Say you're getting an Xbox One at launch, and you know you want Madden 25 on the Xbox One. And now you're kind of stuck in this dilemma where, well, do I even bother with Madden 25 on the 360? Well, GameStop has the answer for you. They will be doing a trade-in deal where if you buy Madden 25 or FIFA, I think Madden and FIFA definitely, because they're the two that are coming.
The five games are Madden 25, FIFA 14, Battlefield 4, Assassin's Creed 4, and Call of Duty Ghosts.
Okay.
Not NBA 2K14.
Interesting enough. So, you buy one of those games for the Xbox 360 when it comes out. Like within a month or something like that of when it comes out. Then when the Xbox One version comes out, you can trade in the 360 version of that game for for $50 towards the Xbox One version of that game.
You're never ever going to get $50 of trade-in ever.
No, you're not. This is crazy.
You could literally buy the game, walk outside, walk back inside, and it'll be like $35. That's ridiculous, but...
You don't have to walk outside just to say, okay, I'd like to trade this in now.
Yeah. Because if you bought them separately, you'd be paying, what, $120 for two games?
Yeah. Paying $70 for two games, which is amazing.
Well, technically you're paying $70 for one game, trading it in, or you're paying $60 for one game, trading it in. Than paying $60 for the next. I kind of wish it would be more like the... Hopefully... Well, you know what? Look. Oh, my God. Look. Sony has been kicking Xbox in the teeth pretty much every time they do something. How sick would it be if Sony comes out and is like, okay, if you buy... Give me some crazy deal where...
Cross-buy.
Like, you buy... No, how about this? You go into GameStop. Yeah. You buy Madden 25 on Xbox 360. Okay.
Okay.
When you do that, you pre-order Madden 25 on Xbox One, or PS3 and PS4.
Okay, I was going to say, did you mean to say Xbox?
And when you do that, you can either do this deal, or you get $20 off the next game. So you can get both games for $100.
See, the thing is, why would you want both games?
Why wouldn't you want both games? What if you have two consoles and you can only use one at a time? Just saying.
Once you upgrade, you're not. I don't think you're going to want to play the old one, unless you're saying, like, you know, in the 4-string league or something.
What if you have a league? I am getting Madden 25 on Xbox to play in the 4-string league. I'm also getting Madden 25 on the PS4. Hopefully. Yeah. If everything works out right.
So you're just straight up screwed.
I'm screwed with that. I'm screwed with Ultimate Team. Like, the FIFA Ultimate Team, you're going to be able to play your same Ultimate Team on the current gen and next gen. None of this, you have to trade over the cards, and then once they're traded over, they're gone for good, and then you can't use them anymore. So, like, FIFA is a game that you might want on PS3 and PS4. Just saying. Or you get both games, and you give one away.
Oh, that's an idea, too.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I really love this idea, though very pissed off that it's just Xbox now, that I found out that it's just Xbox. But I do like the MLB, what was it, for...
Oh, the...
What was it, for 80, you get both games?
Yeah, yeah.
For 80, you can get MLB 13 on PS3 and PS Vita.
Yeah, but they work together, so that was part of the reason with that.
Yeah, but, you know, still, just saying. I think that'd also be cool. But this is a very good deal if you're ready, if you're moving to the future and you're ready to go.
If you, well, on Xbox.
Deal. Yeah. Dumb.
I think we're still waiting for other reasons why EA is going to make that easier for you, too.
Yeah, supposedly in August. Well, this is August, so hopefully soon we get some news on when we'll know more stuff.
Because we still
don't know about a season ticket, which mine is up in less than a month. So
mine is up the day before I would be able to download Madden 25.
Yeah, I think I get Madden, but not
and due to the moving. Due to the moving thing, I know I'm not going to be renewing it then anyway.
Yeah, I get Madden, but not whatever's next. Yeah, whatever. Well, not whatever's next, which kind of sucks.
One thing I know is that at my girlfriend's house, if I wanted to download the game, that would likely take a day at least.
Oh, Jesus. So what you have to do is leave an Xbox at your parents. I'd be like, Dad, can you go in there, follow these screen steps, and start downloading the game?
No, he can't. He can't.
Hey, I got my wife to download some season ticket thing while I was at work. I was like, hey, can you just hop on?
The point is that then that's a 4-hour drive to get it.
It's faster than downloading it there, right?
Yeah, but I can maybe do it overnight. But I'm not even going to bother with it because I probably won't have a lot of time to play it anyway.
What you need to do is just go on Craigslist and find someone to download it for you in West Bend. So if you're in West Bend and you like sports video games, holler at Scott. Just don't murder him, because I need him for podcasting. FIFA 14 has real ball physics. That's what we were talking about. Also,
I totally forgot about that. We segued to the GameStop deal.
Yeah, but also FIFA 14 will feature even more exclusive partnerships.
Yay!
Possibly not exclusive, because this story doesn't say exclusive. From La Liga, those teams being Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, Real Betis, and Sevilla FC.
Wait. Real Madrid wasn't in the game?
No, they were, but now they have super goodnesses, such as 360-degree 3D head scan technology to capture player models.
Is this like when NCAA was like, oh, we're really focusing on these schools this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if these if clubs get into this super duper deal, they get in, they get, like, all sorts of cool stuff. I think last week I talked about, was it Barcelona? They all get, like, the head scans, they get, like, super scans of the stadium, and there's going to be, like, a bus outside home games where you can go in and play FIFA 14.
Nice.
I mean, so, I would love to read this thing, but it's all in Spanish, so.
It's the special treatment club, basically.
Yeah. So you sign this deal, you don't want to show your PES love, you get in here, we'll take care of you, and
you'll put your real stadium that you never see anyway in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't do that big thing, right?
Now, when you're playing FIFA, how often do you actually see any more of the stadium other than into, like, a few rows?
They're at the beginning.
Well,
it's
only
real time.
Yeah, but that's it. It's not like in.
It's not like Madden where you have that head down view, that lower view, so you can see, like, the stuff going on in the back.
Yeah, I'd say hockey has that problem too, but
I mean hockey, they don't even care about the ice. all right, Scott, let's talk about Madden 25, which we've been alluding to this whole time.
Yeah, there's a lot of Madden 25 now, but that's because we're getting close. It's getting close.
I am super excited.
I am too.
All right, the demo coming out tomorrow, if you're listening to this the day it goes up, August 13th, Tuesday, the demo will be out for PS3 and Xbox 360. No Vita version this year. Pretty upset about that.
Or Wii U. Or Wii U. What is it? What is Madden 25 all on this year?
I think it's just PS3 and Xbox 360.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to say that while I Google it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing too.
Yeah, PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One.
Wow, that's... Because last year there was, a Wii and Wii U version.
Yep.
Boy, this is like the least released Madden in a while.
Yeah, they're not a huge fan. Hey, you know what I have to do? I have to fix thatsportsgamer.com/Amazon so that you can go get your pre-order in now for Madden 25.
No, I pre-ordered a long time ago. I had to go change the address, though, because I'll be living somewhere else.
You ordered it on Amazon?
Yeah.
Via thatsportsgamer.com/Amazon?
I honestly can't tell you anymore.
I'm going to highly recommend that you go cancel that pre-order and re-pre-order it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can do that because there was some bonus credit used in there, so I'm not going to lose that.
Jerk. All right. Well, the demo coming out Tuesday will feature matchups between the Seahawks and Packers.
Woo!
Scott loves the Packers.
I do.
Also the 49ers and Ravens.
The Super Bowl rematch.
And you'll also be able to do some skills trainer stuff.
Excellent, excellent.
And it looks like the skills trainer stuff is going to be pretty much the same stuff that was in NCAA, but there's going to be some different stuff because I guess they're not going to have the full spread option and all that stuff in there. So
yeah, and I'm also thinking there's the extra modifier button you got to learn.
Yeah, I think that was the main thing.
Which I still think you may as well just call it like a stop button.
Yeah.
Which is good. I think that's NCAA. A good thing.
NCAA has that run-free stuff where you can do, like, right stick and then, like, a quarter turn down to the left and
spin. Yeah, it has the moves, but it doesn't have the modifier.
I just haven't done that stuff in the game.
I know. I really didn't either. It seems like you're effective enough just using...
I'm more of like a one move, just do the juke or throw
a
spin.
Yeah, and the cuts you can do on the left stick now. And maybe a spin move with B.
Yeah. Also, those games that you can play will be full 5-minute quarters.
Excellent. I believe also any difficulty?
Sure. I don't. It doesn't say. At least this story does not say.
Okay, I thought it was.
Let me just double check.
But that's always good. That's always good. Let me play a game, get a feel for it.
Yeah.
I hated the 1-minute quarters year. That was terrible.
Yeah, that was stupid.
And remember, that was the same year where the pre-order bonus was the 5-minute quarters demo.
Yeah, that was really dumb.
that was dumb on so many levels. Let's only give the good demo to the people who are already going to buy the game.
Yeah.
Let's just forget what the point of a demo is.
So, with that, you know what I'll try to do is get some videos up on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer in case you can't get the demo out as early as possible. Like, I know you're not going to be able to play it till maybe the weekend, right?
Yeah, it depends when it comes out on Tuesday.
So, Scott, make sure you go to youtube.com/thatsportsgamer, hit the little subscribe button, or go to twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer, and I'll stream some games, and you can watch it.
Yeah, the thing is that watching a video of a game, it's not the same as playing it. I gotta play the game to know what's going on.
Scott, when I'm doing the video, it's even more exciting. but also, the roster, expect the rosters to be outdated, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bulaga will be there on the Packers, and yeah. I'm sure they won't have Vince Young.
Yeah, and Percy Harvin's not hurt, stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's no big deal.
Vince Young on the Packers, Scott. What are your thoughts?
There are no thoughts, really.
Do you think he's going to play at all?
Do you think he's
going to be more of a trick play kind of guy?
I could see coming up with some trick plays. I'd do that. But because the Packers are good at that. I'm still waiting for the Randall Cobb quarterback trick play, but that hasn't happened. He was a quarterback in college.
Interesting.
But it hasn't happened yet. I could see that, but as long as Aaron Rodgers doesn't die, I don't think he'll see much of the field. None of the quarterbacks will. I think the bigger thing is which of the other two quarterbacks is not going to make the team now.
Yeah, it was funny when Vince Young got signed, one of my tweets to, I forget who it was that I wonder if Aaron Rodgers will make a bet, will bet his salary on how many starts Vince Young gets. But we'll see.
Well, I suppose unless you get another, the Packers do another 15-1 season and they rest him in the last game of the season or something.
Oh, true, Scott.
Like the reason that Matt Flynn is in Packers record books as for throwing the most touchdowns.
What else we got here? EA Sports has confirmed that in Madden 25 during the offseason, you'll be able to make position changes to players.
Oh, finally. We've only been asking that for forever.
Yep, so you will now be able to move Tim Tebow to tight end and then for the first season. And then when you trade Tom Brady to get some really good stuff, you can move him back to quarterback. and I think... you'll be able to move, like, except guys around, like, the offensive line, you'll be able to move them with no ratings penalty.
Oh, that's good, too.
But if you move, like, a quarterback to wide receiver, they're going to take an awareness hit.
I would hope.
Yeah.
That'd be good for, like, linebackers in case you get, like, a surplus of, you know, left linebackers and you need right linebackers.
Yeah, or even if you have the thing that really pissed me off in NCAA Ultimate Team was Terrell Suggs started NCAA Ultimate Team as a right outside linebacker.
Yeah.
And then, like, a weekend, they were like, you know what? He actually played right end in college. So they changed all those cards to right end cards.
Well, even if you had it already?
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
Which kind of sucks. I mean, he still plays really good at right outside linebacker, but...
Right, right.
Now when you do the auto lineup, he automatically goes to right end.
And that's actually the biggest thing why I've wanted position changes, is just so that I can decide what positions my players will be and then let the auto depth chart do its magic.
Moving along. What do we got here? Ah! I'm also eating ice because it's very hot over here. Madden 25 features audible and hot route improvements. Scott, let me tell you how excited I am for this.
Now, is this like the NCAA audible system now?
No. First off, the audible system, I don't even understand. But, secondly.
Wait, the NCAA one or this one?
The new Madden one.
Okay.
It's going to be a little bit... instead of just having 5 preset audibles, now each formation has 4 audible set. What? Now each formation has 4 formation set audibles.
Basically, each formation has its own set of audibles instead of just having,
yeah,
you know,
which kind of what Madden has. That's kind of what NCAA has.
Well, that's kind of what Madden had in the past. If you used like the instead of the specific play audibles, you use the like. Deep pass audible.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was talking about. Okay. So I guess they just took it out in favor of that.
Yeah, and the NCAA one, when you call an audible, you actually get like a mini play call screen that pops up with plays out from that formation, if I remember correctly. Right?
No, I think that's just if you do the...
No huddle?
Yeah, the no huddle. No huddle, you get the plays pop up. But in NCAA, you get either... I guess you do get the option to pick plays or also just use the right stick to do... quick pass, deep pass,
yeah.
Play action, and run. Yeah. But what I really like is that the hot routes are now position specific. So, like, your outside wide receiver can do different hot routes than your slot receiver.
Oh, that's good.
So, like, for a halfback or fullback, when you're going to hot route them, their options are the option, a wheel play, swing left and right, or block and release.
Ooh, you can audible into an option play. That's interesting.
Yeah, but it's a lot better than in the past when it was like, okay, I'm going to run a hook, or not a hook, a comeback with my halfback, and he like runs to the line of scrimmage and then stops. And
oh, great, you're at the line of scrimmage. That's awesome.
I think when you would run an out with a halfback, he would like run up, fake block, and run between like your guard and tackle, and then run out. But now outside wide receivers can do the smoke screen, comeback, and no pass block. Slot receivers can do the hitch, flat, or no pass block. Tight ends can do a flat and a pass block, and I already said what the halfbacks can do. That's pretty good. I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah, that's cool.
You're obviously ecstatic about it.
It's the kind of thing I got to get my hands on.
Sure. Did you know that they were initially going to have outside slants? But it broke the game. There was a plan to have outside slants, but according to this interview with S. Gibbs and Madden Bible, they were like, this literally breaks the game. You cannot put this in. So EA ended up changing those.
Well, good.
The other big news of Madden is they finished their all 25 team this week.
Ah, yes. So let's run through this really quick.
We'll just run straight through it, and you tell me if you have anybody that you would not want on this team.
Okay.
Or if you have a replacement.
Okay.
At quarterback, number 7, 2004 version of Michael Vick.
Yeah, from a one-game dominance standpoint, definitely Michael Vick. Because in Madden 04, he was ridiculous. I think more because the game was not built to account for what he brought to it.
Right. And they spent the next, 2 years trying to set up fixed defenses to be able to stop him.
Yeah, that's a good point. The next two games of Madden were, that was when they improved the D and gave you, defensive...
That's when they put the hit stick in, all that
and
stuff, right?
Defensive hot routes. And then the vision cone was another attempt to try and...
I don't think QB Spy was in before that, was it?
It might have been, but I don't know if it worked very well.
Yeah.
But from a looking through the 25 years of Madden, I would pick more Brett Favre as a representative because I'm pretty sure he is quite possibly one of the most tenured Madden players throughout the game.
My pick would be Dante Culpepper. Why? Because he was pretty much Vic, but a little bit slower, a little bit more accurate passer. And he could truck guys.
Okay. He also had Randy Moss to throw to for a good chunk of that.
Yeah. So he was pretty legitimate. Fullback, Mike Allstott. I don't think anybody would ever not pick Mike Allstott.
I can't name another non-Packers fullback in this time period.
Oh, that is also Madden 2000 version of Mike Allstott.
Okay.
2003 Madden cover athlete Marshall Faulk is running back.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, you can maybe make an argument for Adrian Peterson now, but if you want to go
like a Chris Johnson a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
He was 99 speed or 100 speed. Also like a 2002 Jamal Lewis or 2003 Jamal Lewis. He's just running over everybody. Wide receivers are Randy Moss.
I disagree with one part of this.
Sure.
They put him on the Patriots. I think it should be Vikings Randy Moss.
I agree. 100 jump, 99 speed. As I eat this ice cube. And 100 spectacular catch. That's ridiculous.
Here's the thing. That is the Vikings Randy Moss. He wasn't... I think once he left the Vikings, he wasn't as good.
Yeah, he was a little older, a little slower.
Yeah, exactly. They just decided to put him with the Patriots for some reason or another.
Well, he also had Tom Brady thrown at him, so... And it's another one of those things with Madden where it's like, okay, this guy was a 99 for half a decade. And they just never really touched him.
Yeah.
The one that really stood out to me in all these picks was their other wide receiver, the 2004 Brian Finneran.
Wow, okay.
I know. I think it's kind of a non-real thing, because I'm pretty sure if you were playing with the 2004 Falcons, you ran around with Vic, and you couldn't break away, you would throw to Brian Finneran.
Yeah, he was more the benefactor of Vic than he was anything else.
And I think that's also why... Let me just make sure what year this guy got into the league. Yeah, that's also why, Algie Crumpler, the tight end for the Falcons, was so good. Just because Vic would scamper around and then hit either one of those two guys. Let's see. Tight end is the 2010 Antonio Gates. Which, that makes sense. Dude's a beast.
Yeah.
I could have seen them go Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez would have been my pick if you give me, 5 seconds to think about it.
And one of the things was, when they were picking this team, they said this is not based on, their real life.
Yeah.
Just their video game life.
And that's why I understand, the Michael Vick. He is quite possibly... 04 Michael Vick is quite possibly the most feared quarterback in Madden history.
Right. But yeah, Antonio Gates, him, Tony Gonzalez, I think Todd Heap had a couple seasons where he was really good. Even Jeremy Shockey, because he was, a legit receiver that could also block a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, Jeremy Shockey, one of those game changers like Mike Vick, he invented the half sleeve for receivers. let's just bang through the offensive line. Left guard, or left tackle. I always get guards are the inside, tackle are the outside, right?
See, I would have picked an entire offensive line and not worried about individual position.
I would have picked 5 centers, because I think that's the only position I actually know anybody at.
Yeah.
All right, left tackle, Orlando Pace. Left guard, Larry Allen. Dermonte Dawson from 96 Madden. I have no idea who that is. I would pick 10 different centers before him. but I'm probably wrong about that.
Jeff Saturday? Come on.
I mean, Jeff Saturday, Olin Krutz, Kevin Mawai. I'm just throwing out names here. Right guard is Steve Hutchinson, and right tackle is Jonathan Ogden. I have no problem with the tackles. Ogden and Pace are way good. I mean, Larry Allen and Hutchinson are also really good, but...
Yeah.
Who was the... who was the center for the Packers? Didn't they have a good center?
Am I wrong? It was Frank Winters for a while. That's...
Oh, where's John Kuhn? I'll take John Kuhn over Mike Alstott.
John Kuhn's a fullback.
Yeah, over Mike Alstott.
Oh, okay, okay.
Just thinking Packers.
Yeah, okay.
All right, D-line. Always confuses me because your right end matches up against the left tackle. But the way you look at it in Madden, it's always the same way, so you're never looking at it right.
Yeah.
All right, so right end, Julius Peppers.
Okay.
Defensive tackle, Warren Sapp, of course.
Yep.
Guess what? Both of those guys on my NCAA football, NCAA football 14 ultimate team.
Nice.
The other D tackle is Albert Haynesworth.
Okay.
Which I'm fine with that. I really don't have a problem. And the left end is Dwight Freeney. He was a beast.
That's good. No love for like Reggie White from the early days of Madden.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at something where they were going through players, and it was like Reggie White was like an 87. Because I think back then they actually had real ratings. A lot of these guys are all like 97, 98, 99. I mean, yeah. Brian Finneran's an 87 overall, which makes no sense, but.
I think it was really hard in the old Madden games to really make any one player stand out.
Mm. I mean, I'm sure there were ratings behind them.
Like, there were, and you could go look at them, but...
Yeah. Let's see. Three linebackers. I think they picked all... No, I guess he's an outside linebacker. Left to right, we got... left to right? I guess, yeah, sure. Derek Brooks of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I remember him being really good.
Yeah.
Ray Lewis,
yeah,
obviously. I mean, yeah, I don't know how you don't put Ray Lewis there.
Yep, obvious choice.
And Derek Thomas from Madden 97.
Yeah, see, sure. When they go back that far, I'm just trying to think why. Part of this, here's the part we're not looking at. With a lot of these old players who are retired, how many of them could they get to agree to be in the game?
That's also part of it. Like a lot of people were like, why isn't Joe Montana the quarterback?
It's
like,
yeah.
But, I mean, they have deals with him because I'm pretty positive his cards are an ultimate team, so.
Oh, they were last year. I know that, but.
Yeah.
I still, if you're going from a Madden standpoint, I still go with Vic. Anyway.
Yeah. The one position that I agreed with 100%, the cornerbacks are Deion Sanders.
Yep.
49ers version from Madden 95. That dude was legit. And Champ Bailey from 05 with the Broncos. Yeah. No, Champ Bailey was legit. Let's not.
Yeah, was Charles Woodson ever an elite cornerback in Madden? I don't know.
I don't think so.
He was always good, but not elite.
I feel like he was always like a 93, 94 overall.
Yeah. Think back even to the Raiders days, the first Raiders days.
Mm. And then the safeties are Brian Dawkins of the Eagles and Sean Taylor of the Redskins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think Ed Reed should get the Sean Taylor spot, but that's just me personally. Ed Reed was a beast. He was like a 99 for like 5 or 6 years, I think. I would have to check, but...
See, I think...
These guys have the ability to go back and play every Madden and see everything, so...
Yeah, there's that, too.
But I take Ed Reed over Sean Taylor. No offense to Sean Taylor. Let's see. Kick returner, Devin Hester. Also on my NCAA Ultimate Team.
First player to get 100 speed rating, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I'd say maybe Dante Hall. I feel like the juke stick and all the... The right running stick all came in with Dante Hall being such a beast. I could be wrong. Kicker, Adam Vinatieri. I mean, I don't know how you could pick against that.
Yeah.
And they got Shane Leckler as the punter. I'm down with that.
That's one of those things where I can never pick a dominant kicker in a Madden game ever.
I mean, if I wanted to pick a different kicker, I would maybe go Mike Vanderjack.
That's the first one I've ever been recording. No one's home. That's going to ring for a while.
It's all good.
Not as long as I thought.
All right. The only punter I would replace with Shane Leckler with is either... Actually, two. I have two choices. Tom Tupa from the Raiders also, I believe.
Okay.
Because I believe it was Madden 93. Is that a choice?
Sure.
1993 Madden? Like, that was a game.
You got to think, like... There's also, it's been 25 years since Madden, like, 89, or you know, which you're, since John Madden Football in 1989, they weren't yearly releases for a couple years yet. I don't think.
I believe. No, 89. Straight on through.
Really? Yep. All right.
Yeah, I think it was 93 on the Sega Genesis. My one friend against me did two fake punts with Tom Tupa, and I believe he had 190 rushing yards that game with him. my other choice would be Jeff Fiegels, because I'm pretty sure he was the longest tenured Madden guy.
Yeah.
I think he was in Madden from the start until last year when he retired.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So, that's pretty ridiculous. I think he holds the record for like most games, most consecutive games, most everything, everything's.
Which is easy when you're a kicker.
Yeah, well, a punter, even easier.
Yeah.
Except when you do that kick where it's like your foot almost goes over your head.
Well, no, I'm thinking with punters it would be harder because they can get a little more, I don't know, I think being a punter would be a little bit more dangerous than a place kicker.
Sure. Yeah, I could buy it. Might get kicked, might get tackled.
Yeah.
Your legs split in half.
or you know, if the play is totally busted, they're the ones stuck with the ball. Whereas the whereas the place kicker can run away.
So I guess this Madden All 25 team, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with them. I assume it's just going to be...
It's probably.
I think it's going to be Ultimate Team, pretty much.
It's going to be a team you can pick in the in an exhibition game that no one will ever actually play as unless you play them against each other.
Right, but then I want to know who the rest of the players are.
Well, yeah, I want to know who. Like, I can't imagine like Brett Favre wouldn't be a backup on that team.
But like right now, there's 25 players, so I assume they're staying at 25. So I think they're. Have they said that you can be able to play them?
I don't see why they would be talking about it, and I think all the pictures show them in some sort of Madden All 25 uniforms.
Yeah, true. And I want to know who's on the bench. Tell me who's on the bench, Madden.
Yeah, I know. That, I mean, I understand. You know, that could be like the last day after they reveal all the starters. Like, yeah, here's the rest of the team.
Maybe. All right, Scott. Let's, 50 minutes almost. Let's start wrapping this up.
Yep.
We have a Twitter question from Jeff Solomon.
Is it a Twitter question or a Twitter request?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. NHL 14 looks good, don't it?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. You should have a league and plug it. We will have a league.
We have a league.
Yeah, TSG Triple Deke.
I think Jeff still runs the league.
Yeah, I think it may have ended.
Well, yeah.
In preparation for new league.
Yeah, in NHL 13, the last thing we tried doing was, like, simming to the playoffs and everyone pick a team and go.
Team.
And even that died out. Everyone was just I got already kind of done with the game now, so.
Yeah.
I still see some of the guys that were in the league are still playing it, though.
Yeah, a lot of people are still playing it, so. So I'll set up the sign-up form for that so you can sign up.
Actually, first we should, you know...
I will send it to the league first. And then.
Okay.
Don't worry, Todd. I know how to run a league, buddy.
All right, making sure.
Just because everybody quits on MLB doesn't mean I don't know what's going on around here. Because the NCAA league is working great. So I will set up the sign up form for that, and it'll be in the show. You know what? I will give the current league people a shot at getting in first. So maybe like Wednesday, Thursday, I'll open it up to everybody. So check my Twitter. And I'll probably post it on Facebook or something, facebook.com/thatsportsgamer, twitter.com/thatsportsgamer, you know. So I'll talk about that there. And then with that, I will also set up a sign-up list for a Madden 25 PS4 league. Because I realized, you know what's really stupid, Scott?
Hmm.
Doing more than one league at a time.
Yeah.
I've realized that I've really been slacking off in my other NCAA league, which I also think a lot of people have already dropped out of, because I think a lot of people are using it as their second league.
Yeah. You stick with one. I mean, if you've got ridiculous amounts of time, maybe, but I'm going to have a hard time doing leagues across, like, one league across multiple games, especially with that whole full-time job thing now.
Yeah. What else we got here? Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
You know what I do every year?
Extra Life?
Yes, I do. November 2nd through 3rd, I will be playing video games for 25 straight hours. And we have a little team called the That Sports Gamer Crew.
Wait, 25 hours?
Yes. This weekend, the weekend that it's happening...
Oh, is it the daylight savings time?
It is the daylight savings time. And I was like, hey, did you plan it to be daylight savings time? He's like, nope, just a happy coincidence. I was like, maybe happy for you. But yeah, man, we have a team that is growing. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people already. And I think we're getting at least another 3. And anybody can be part of it. Did you know that?
I did not.
If you go to, I mean, I tweet out the link like every Friday, extralife.org, extra-life.org, click the little sign up button. And then there's a little drop down. It says, do you want to, are you an individual? Do you want to create a team or do you want to join a team? You can hit join a team. A little drop down will pop up and you just go down to the letter T and you'll find That Sports Gamer Crew and you can join up with us. Listen, and if you just want to donate, we have people playing for hospitals in New Jersey, Nova Scotia, Boston, Chicago, Washington, West Virginia, Ontario, Maryland, Philadelphia, Penn State Hershey Children's Hospital, which is somewhere in Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and more to come. Clearly, That Sports Gamer Crew is taking over, like, the majority of North America. But, Scott, don't stop there. If you're international, like, let's say your name is at Carl J. Ward or at Dan Vital or at Chairman 7, and you're outside of the North America region, you can still sign up for Extra Life. And there are, I want to say there's 3 or 4 hospitals that have international wing things. Did you know that, Scott?
I did not.
Hold on, let me get down here. Let's see. So we go down here, pick That Sports Gamer Crew. Please select the Children's Miracle Network Hospital you'd like to support. Then you scroll all the way down to the bottom, and there is international choices of the Boston Children's Hospital, the Sick Kids Foundation, and the Children's National Medical Center. And all those donations will go to their international causes. So, hey, taking care of the world here, one game at a time. And if you go over to our team page, you'll see all the games that we'll be playing. And, Scott, great news. I think World Series of Poker is going to actually come out on the Xbox at some point.
Yay!
I saw they've been putting out beta codes and stuff.
Oh yay! Free play poker game.
Because were you in it last year when we had a pretty big
poker tournament? Yeah, I thought I helped organize that.
I'm pretty sure you did, and it was great. I think we had a lot of fun.
Yeah. I haven't played that game since. But
I mean, hey, don't worry about
that.
That's
a lie, but
I mean, we should play it. We were doing those. What were they, like high heat somethings? High heat showdowns.
Texas Heat, which never Texas worked, Heat, which never actually works, so don't bother with it. No. We just did a huge. You can do up to like 30-person tournaments in that game.
Yeah. So I think we had
like 2 tables going at one point. I think. Or a 2-table tournament, I should say.
Oh. One more thing, Scott. So I just told you how you can help the kids. Guess how you can help me and Scott? Because, you know, That Sports Gamer doesn't run on. I don't know. What do they say? What's one of those jokes? Happiness and smiles or something?
Yeah, sure. Something like that.
Yeah. So what we are going to do is I want to get some new gear so we can do some more live stuff. Scott, oh my God, I should come to Wisconsin. How do we make that happen? Yeah. So I want to get some gear so that we can do more live stuff for like when we go to PAX East so we can sound good and not just sound craptacular as we did last time. And then maybe me, Rich Grisham, and what's that kid's name? Jeff Solomon can all get together in an actual room and record together. Because apparently it's a lot harder to record a podcast with multiple people in the same room than it is just a lot of people over Skype. Like, how does that make sense?
No, it makes a lot of sense.
Computers don't allow you to plug in multiple USB mics and record at the same time. I mean, so. So if you would like to support That Sports Gamer, also, you know what else costs stuff? Hosting.
Yeah.
Usually I don't complain about this stuff, but I realize the setup I want to get is going to cost some money. So I figure, why not ask our audience to help us out? I mean, I don't want to be a jerk about it, but help us out. Why not? You love us. We love you.
Buy a t-shirt.
So starting this Wednesday, you will have 21 days to purchase the That Sports Gamer t-shirt and all the proceeds will go to That Sports Gamer show, the site, and everything, making it all better for you. We're trying to help you out. You get a cool t-shirt. Let me see. There was some information. T-shirts will be $15. They're going to be pretty dope black t-shirts, up to 3X. That was, you know, that's the reason I use this place. This is a it's going to be teespring.com/thatsportsgamer. Is going to be a link for that. Where's my, where's this information? Yeah, it's going to run 21 days, so it'll end up September. Looks like it's going to end September. No, yeah, September 4th it will end. So the way it works is I pick the number. I want to sell at least 15 shirts between this Wednesday and September 4th. And if we meet that quota, everybody gets the shirts. Pretty simple, right? Yeah. It's kind of like a Kickstarter.
Kind of.
But it's not like, oh, I'm going to make this Kickstarter, take all your money, and then run away to Portland. No, you're going to, you kick in 15 bucks, you get a cool t-shirt, you get to represent your love of sports games, and it's pretty dope. So I really hope you take advantage of that. Also, I'm going to set up a special page on That Sports Gamer to thank all the people that do participate in this. So I'll probably throw up your name, maybe your Twitter account, something like that. Ooh, this is a really cool page. But yeah, teespring.com/thatsportsgamer starting about Wednesday. And if you question if teespring.com is like a legit place, I know this is where Twit gets their shirts and a whole bunch of other stuff. I could tell you stuff, but I don't know the name of them right off the top of my head. Hurricane Sandy Relief apparently got t-shirts through here. Let's see. I don't know any of these things. Louie. I don't know what that is. Little Louie. Apparently he gets the shirts through here. But yeah, it'll be a limited time. 21 days. Get your order in. Get your shirt. International shipping, I think, is an extra like $10. So it's not just North America people. But yeah, actually, I'm really excited because I want to get a new shirt. I love my That Sports Gamer t-shirts. Very similar to the one that I had. You've seen me wear That Sports Gamer t-shirts on YouTube. Scott.
All right.
I hate when you make me talk by myself for a long time.
Hey, you're the one who knows anything about this. I'm just like, okay, this is something you're doing. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to get Scott a new microphone. That's what part of these proceeds are going to. Don't get me wrong. Scott's 10-year-old Xbox headset is doing great.
It's not an Xbox headset. I went to Best Buy and bought like a $10, like, plug, you know, RCA jack headset. You know, dual with a mic and headphones.
Yeah. I would like to buy Scott more than a $10 headset. But yeah, I think the main thing I want to get is just a mixing board.
Oh yeah, that's one of the big things you need.
Because that's like the big part of the whole new setup.
Mm-hmm.
The other stuff, all the other stuff's like $30-$40, so I can just like, I can do that slow and steady. But the big thing is the mixing board that I want to get. So what else we got here? Always, you can hit me up on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer. Scott Binns.
At Darth Obvious, although I'm probably going to be more or less off the grid for a while, too.
And then he'll respond to your tweets with an exclamation point in front of your name, because...
No, they fixed that.
All right. Also, you can always like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. Also, you can leave a comment below this post. That always is nice to read. What else? Send an email to feedback@thatsportsgamer.com. We read all of those. You can subscribe to the show on Stitcher and iTunes. And soon, Scott, if you have... Hold on, let me find out what this is. If you have something...
Something.
If you have a car manufactured by Ford, Chevy, or Tesla... select models will have something called the Tune-In app. I don't know if you've ever heard of this.
So if you buy a new car?
Probably. Also, apparently it's on. It's an app that's also available for most smartphones, tablets, and many smart TVs. It'll be another way for you to be able to subscribe to That Sports Gamer Show. So you could literally listen to this in your car, via your car, or through your TV. I mean, that's pretty dope, right? I don't know if it's up on that page yet. Let me see. It's Sports Gamer. Not yet. I think it takes like a week or two for it to get up on there, so we're waiting for that. I haven't here to plug that Ultimate Team show that we did, so I'm going to recommend you go back and listen to that. Special episode number 7? Scott, we do a lot of these shows. yeah, I guess it was special episode 7. NCAA Football 14 Ultimate Team. That was a lot of fun. I actually think I'm going to be part of, I think, every Tuesday night, C.R. Buke, I hate that guy's name because I don't always say it wrong. C.R. Buke is going to be doing live streams every Tuesday night on his Twitch channel, twitch.tv/CRBUKE. So I'll probably be hopping in there and talking with him. We did it last week. It was really good. I think we had like 100 and something people in it.
Okay.
So that was pretty awesome. Also, don't forget to listen to Operation Sports' Press Row podcast, where I get in there and talk about Ultimate Team with the one and only Rich Grisham. I have a big surprise in store for Rich this week. I would say what it is, but he doesn't even know yet.
It wouldn't be a surprise then.
Every week we kind of cover something. Like, first week we did how to get started. Second week we did a little bit of auction block stuff. This week I think we're going to do the most important tip of Ultimate Team. And I'll just tell you the tip. I'm not going to tell you the payoff of the tip.
All right.
The tip is make lots of friends that play Ultimate Team. Because sometimes the auction block kind of sucks. And you're like, hey, does this guy have that thing that I need? Oh, look, he does. Maybe he'll give it to me. Sure. Let me send him a tweet. And you know what? People helping people is what we're all about, right?
Sure.
So Rich is going to have a nice next episode of Let's Play Ultimate Team. Oh, Jesus, Scott. I'm a little parched. How are you feeling?
I'm all right.
I'm ready to play some WWE 13, but I'm also terrified to play some WWE 13.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
All right. Oh, we should do Home Run Derby.
No, I'm not going to do that either.
All right. We should just stop recording then.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Well, then for Scott, I am TJ, and this has been another edition of That Sports Gamer Show.